Blog Talk Radio.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. As it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, I come to this hour just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us on this day, Father God. Thank you for being with us throughout the day. Thank you for allowing us to come to this moment in time, Father God, that we can come and just worship you, Father God, in spirit and in truth. Now, dear Lord, before I go any further, I just ask that you forgive me for any and all sins I may have committed up from this morning up until now. Anything that I've done that's been knowingly and unknowingly not pleasing within your sight, I ask for forgiveness. Lord God, I ask that you bless us as we go forth here on this spiritual Sunday with GQ Palace, oh Lord God, on Resurrection Sunday, oh Lord God, giving you all the honor, the praise, and the glory that's rightfully due you, just not on this day, but any day. We thank you, Father God, for the work that's being done here, the ministry, oh Lord God, and we ask that you continue to bless the ministry here at GQ Palace for Spiritual Sunday, Father God, that it continue to grow higher and higher in you, oh Father God, and deeper in you as well, oh Lord God, that all those that come in contact will be blessed, oh Lord God, and be made better. And now, God, we pray that you watch over and protect and keep all that are associated with this organization, oh Lord God, the owner, Rich Money, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you be with him now, Lord God. You know, oh Father God, you know what he needs right now. You know what he truly stands in need of, and I know that you are God that can provide because you're Jehovah Jireh, and we're believing and trusting in you, Father God, believing by faith that whatsoever that we ask in your Son Christ Jesus' name, that you will provide according to your riches and glory that exists within Christ Jesus. Bless our host, Lazina Polite, oh, Father God, as she continues to do the work that you've assigned to her hands, oh, Father God. Give her the necessary strength that she needs that she can accomplish that all that you have placed in her hands to do, oh, Lord God, and continue just to encourage her, oh, Father God, to keep on holding on to your unchanging hands. Bless all of the staff members, all the listeners, oh, Father God, callers, those that actively participate, and those who just listen in, oh, Lord God. Continue to just to bind us all together in your love, oh, Lord God, as we just go forth trying to do the best that we can, oh, Lord God, knowing that if we continue to put our faith and trust in you, Lord, that you will allow us to complete the task that you've assigned to our hands, oh, Lord God, that we can do your will. We just thank you on this day, Father God. Thank you for all things, and we bless your name. And this is just my humble prayer, thanking you for all things that you've done, all things that you're doing, and all things that you will do. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Now, before we do get started, we're just going to go to a quick song, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about what we've been doing, what we had done in the week, the past
okay.
week, and we'll also see if you want to share. I was trying to read what you put on your Facebook, but it's
just
a lot.
Now?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is a lot, ain't it? I just finished it.
Oh, gosh. I was trying to read it, and then I went back to the show and tried to read some more, went back to the show. So I don't know if you want to share it. I mean, from the
sure.
beginning part that I read, I said, that's a testimony right there. But
amen.
I said, let me see if you know if you want to share. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come right back, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
My problems have
better witness than him.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up. Mercy kept me. Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Yes, I am.
All right. So how have you been?
I'm doing fairly well. I'm not complaining. Thank God he has kept me and is yet keeping me. So I have no reason to complain about anything because God has been too good to me.
Right. Amen. So
that ain't saying that I ain't got nothing that I could complain about because we all can. But you know, he's been too good.
Yes. And I completely agree, because I could sit and I complain, but you know what? I'm not even going to complain. I just said, you know what? I leave everything in God's hands, and I know that He will deliver me and my family from whatever storm that we are dealing with. And, you know,
right.
In time it will pass. You know, in time it'll pass. I had this motto at the beginning of last week. It was like, all right, I will eat and work. Eat and work. I'll sleep later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, my body started getting tired and tired. And I just started taking like little cat naps. And then, you know, Rich Money got sick. And it was just like, my whole thing was I just kept praying and praying and praying and drinking plenty of fluids. And I just said, please don't let me get sick. Just let me be able to, you know, keep on moving. Just give me the energy that I need. And he did, you know, and he definitely did. He gave me all the energy that I needed to get through. And I'm thankful. No, I'm thankful. I'm definitely thankful.
That's why he was resurrected. Amen. Now go ahead.
Would you like to tell us about your post? And the next, well, tell us about your post, and then what does Resurrection Sunday mean to you?
Yeah, I think about that a lot, because I'm one of the things that really concerns me with us in the faith is that we celebrate special days as we should, you know, that signifies the birth and the death and the burial resurrection of Christ on special ceremonial days. But I think it loses its significance with us, because it just becomes a part of a worldly type of a event. I mean, today churches were filled. Our church was filled with people that I don't know if I'm going to see next week at all, if I ever see them again, until maybe Mother's Day.
Next year.
And that's sad. That really is sad, because, you know, people just do things just based upon a ritual. And for me, it's more than that. It's much more than that. That's why I came home, and as I settled in a little while ago, I just got moved in the spirit, so I got on Facebook and I started writing my little message there that turned into almost a little mini book.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, it did.
but it was personal, and I had to make it personal. I couldn't talk about it for anybody else or nothing of that nature. The way I wrote it, it was though I was speaking for me, because that's all I can speak for, and it is personal. Resurrection Sunday is much more than the fact that. I know that He's going to come back, His coming, and the Bible says that those that are dead in Christ are going to be raised up from the grave, and that we eventually going to have a glorified body that's going to resemble His. But the resurrection started, well, I mean, for me, it comes well before then, because He reclaimed me. He reclaimed the relationship that we once had with Him, even when I didn't know Him. And I thank God for scriptures and things of that nature, because I wrote it, as I wrote it in Facebook, I identified scriptures that show that God knew us. Even before we were born, He actually knew us. And we lost that relationship when we fell into the sickness of sin, became casualties. So that's generally what my post is talking about, and points out that you know, what God did and what the death, what His resurrection means for me. And I thank God for that, because He rose from the grave, I live. And I live today in Him, but I'm going to live eternally with Him when my time comes.
Man, now I didn't finish reading it, but I know I read some of it, and I said, that's a testimony right there. I'm gonna have to ask him about that.
Amen. Well, you know, I thought maybe, for a minute there, and I don't know if we can do that or not. I thought about just reading. I don't know if everybody's on Facebook that's listening in. Just reading to them. Maybe it'll cause some discussion or bring up some questions. I don't know.
Well, I kind of thought you were gonna read it, you know, but you can read it if you want to.
Well, then I'm glad that's what you thought.
Yes.
Ain't nothing like being on one accord.
That's right.
All right, well, I'm going to read it quick, fast, in a hurry. And you know, I address it to Happy Resurrection Sunday, my Facebook family and friends. I thank God for the Father for resurrecting Jesus Christ from the grave more than 2,000 years ago. because he did, I died to my former life 17 years ago and was born again. I continue to dying daily. I should have said die daily from, continue dying daily from my sins so that my new life can live in Jesus. His resurrection is important for me today, not because if I died before he returned, I'd be assured of being resurrected from the grave to ultimately take on a new glorious body that resembles his, but while I yet live in this life, I've been afforded an opportunity, an opportunity by God's grace to be redeemed. No, I'm not worthy, but I never would be, as there is nothing that I could ever do that would have warranted God's forgiveness of my sins. It's his unmerited favor, his love for me, that he came into this world, lived, died, and was raised from the dead so that I might reclaim the relationship I once shared with him. Due to the sickness of sin, I was living a casualty destined, I was a living casualty destined for an eternal death in hell. No, I wouldn't see being in hell as living, so I call it death. Prior to January 21st, 1996, the date of my new birth, I really never knew him. So how could he reclaim me into a relationship with him if I never knew him? Ephesians, the first chapter, the 4th through the 5th verses record these words as found in the New King James Bible as saying, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And in Jeremiah 29:11 of the New King James Bible, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then Jesus, when speaking to a multitude of people who followed and sought him along with his disciples, the 12 he chose who accompanied him, as recorded in Matthew 23:9 of the New King James Bible, said these words, do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. Why would Jesus make that statement? Before we were birthed in this life, we lived in spirit with God who created, fathered us. This is why he knew the plans he had for the prophet Jeremiah and why he was able to choose us before the foundation of the world and ultimately predestine us for adoption as sons by Jesus Christ, God himself. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ by God the Father brought me back into a right standing relationship with God the Father because of Christ's righteousness, as I nor you have any righteousness of our own. See Romans, the 3rd chapter, the 9th to the 18th verse, focus on verse 10. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that was imputed to my account that gives me righteousness that God honors his own. Resurrection Sunday is also significant for the things that Jesus took care of on my behalf by sacrificing his own life for me. As noted earlier, I was a living casualty to sickness of sin, and as noted in Isaiah 53:5 from the New King James Bible, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. As you see, it was not primarily physical healing that he was wounded and bruised for. There was much more at stake for me than the state of my physical body, which is destined to decay and ultimately return to the dust from whence it came. I needed a spiritual healing to be able to reclaim the relationship I once knew with the Father. That's because no man has ever seen God. And see John, the 1st chapter, the 18th verse. He is not flesh and blood, but God is a spirit. See John, the 4th chapter, the 24th verse. He also delivered me from the bondage of sin that was killing me daily. So on this Resurrection Sunday, as every day God allows my waking moments to go on, I will honor him for what he did for me even while I was still a sinner. And I said, see Romans 5:8. Then I do my little closing I do on Facebook.
Yeah. Wow. I knew it was a lie.
So. Yeah, it was a lie. He could have been much more, but the Holy Ghost had me there. That's all I needed to say.
I did
say this last thing after I did my little closing. He arose. Has he risen in you?
Yes. Amen.
That's vitally important. Amen.
Yes. Yes, it is. Now you know that the Spirit moved you, and you were able to do that in a short period of time, too, because I was looking at the time, and I said, okay, you didn't call in yet. I mean, you must have did that in like 5 minutes. Those fingers were tight.
Yeah, that's how it works with me. I thank God for that.
That's powerful. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then we have a caller that we're going to bring on the air, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength
misused.
And
I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't try
over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here.
I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my
destiny,
because the
faith of God is
on my life.
Let me tell you
about love.
Love,
love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love
is felt most
when it's
genuine.
I had
a whole lot of people in my
life
abused
my love.
They manipulated
it
and
took the strength
of it
and tried
to misuse it.
But
I can't help
but to
give God glory
today.
When I think
about all I've been
through,
and
I still came
out on the winning
side.
I don't know about
you, but I know
that
he favored
me
because
my enemies,
they did
try.
Sing it, y'all.
But
they couldn't triumph
over me,
because
greater is he that
is in me
than he
that's in the world.
That's what
they did.
That's what
they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies,
but
God favored me.
My
character,
my
integrity,
my faith
in God,
he favors
me. But it would not
fall,
would not fail,
won't
compromise.
God
favors
me.
I spoke
life
and
prosperity.
I even
spoke health.
He
favors me.
They whispered
about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told
a whole lot of
lies on me,
but
God favored
me.
My
character,
my
integrity,
my faith
in God,
he favored
me.
It will not
fall,
not going to
bend,
won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak
prosperity,
and
I speak health.
In question,
but he
favored
me.
I
promised him
that
I wouldn't compromise,
although
I was going through,
and
I spoke.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on our first caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T.
Hey, everyone. Happy Resurrection Day.
Happy Resurrection Day to you as well.
Resurrection Day.
Yeah. I just want the, when was it, Friday? I think it was Friday. Okay. My two youngest brothers called me. Actually, I was sitting at a friend's house. And one of my brothers I hadn't heard from, and I don't know when. So, I mean, we got so loud because we was just acting, you know, the norm. And I came on home. And while I was walking home, my middle brother, next to the oldest now, he called my one other brother. He connected him. So when I got in the house, they was like, well, you call Manfred, which is our oldest brother. I called him. In return, we told him to call Kathy, which Pastor Holland, which you all have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
She, in turn, called our other brother. We have never, ever been on a conference call with all seven of us. It used to be eight, but my sister Karen passed in 2000. This was the first time all of us have been on like a conference call. We shared so many, many, many ups and downs, you know, where we used to be, where we are now. Everybody on that line cried. We talked for 2 hours. It was, like Kathy said, it was the best 2 hours of my life. You know, and I just want to thank God for the communication of how you can keep in contact with family. And I just want to thank him for life. Me waking up this morning, you know, me being able to see another day, because any day above the ground is a good day for me. And I just want to say I thank God for it all, because without him, it wouldn't be possible. And I want you guys to continue to pray for me, my family, as I will continue to pray for you all.
Oh, see?
Yeah, for some reason, I just feel so still right now, you know? It's just, I'm just glad that the person I used to be, I'm not that person anymore.
Right.
And, you know, it's only by the grace of God that I'm not that person anymore. You know, because I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be. And I mean, you know, I just thank him every single day, all night. Whenever I think about it, I have to give him the praise, because if it wasn't for him, I know I wouldn't be where I am. I've been through so much. But as my song is and my testimony, it could have been me. He didn't allow it to be me, because he has something in store for me, and I'm going to take advantage of it all. And I just want to say I'm grateful. I'm thankful for life, period.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know I had read something on Facebook, and I said, seven?
Yeah, it's actually five boys and two girls now.
Wow.
You know, Kathy prayed. Actually, I know six of us, if it's God's will, April the 21st, we will all be at her church for her third anniversary.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen my brothers and sisters for about 4 years, you know, and I mean, I'm just so excited. I know it's a little while away, but it seemed like it's going to be tomorrow for me. And that was my birthday gift from my sister, a ticket to go and be with the family. Then that following Sunday, the church that I joined in Charleston, West Virginia, the minister, it's his 21st anniversary in Johnstown, PA. I will be attending that. He don't know that I'm going to be there, but I'm going to be there. As long as it's God's will, I will be at both of those celebrations, because I need to be.
Right.
I want to be. And I
That's
know
right.
God is going to make it possible for me to be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, and God willing, you will be there.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. I mean, you know, like a kid with, you know, a birthday coming or something, like, oh, I wish this day would just hurry up and get here, you know.
Right.
And
right.
her and I have been talking, and I don't know, it just seemed like now, it just seemed like it's certain things that's bringing me and my brother and my brothers and sister closer, because that's all we have. We don't have mom and dad no more. We don't have the aunts and uncles. You know, all we have is us seven. You know, and it's just, I don't know, I love my family so, so much. You know, and I got my GQ family to back me up. And it's just, it's a blessing. It's a blessing in disguise. And I just want to say I thank you guys. I love you, you know, because I don't know where I would be without God. I don't know where I would be right now.
Mm.
You know, he favored me.
See, before we give you words of encouragement, I just want to bring this other caller in just real fast.
Okay.
Amen.
Welcome to Jesus Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Oh.
This is
my brother.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, sir.
How are you?
I'm okay. I figure I get a laugh in right now. They want to do a procedure on me, right? So I just text Miss Lavina. And I say they want to shave me. She's talking about shave what? You know what? They want to shave.
I figure, this is Spiritual Sunday. Hold on. This is Spiritual Sunday.
I'm a little drowsy right now.
I can tell.
I want to thank y'all. No, but seriously, I want to thank everybody that was praying for me and everything. I know I got a lot of stuff on my wall and people called in.
Amen.
And I want to thank all y'all for calling in and everything. Hopefully everything's looking pretty good. So just got to figure out where to, what's going on with the major parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the heart and everything. So
let them handle it. You know, it's all in God's hands, as we always say.
Yeah.
All in God's hands.
But I know it's spiritual Sunday, Miss Lavina. I just crack a little joke.
I'm gonna say this. He's on the medication, y'all. Yeah, y'all have to understand. He's on the medication. Grace and mercy. That's what I say. Grace and mercy. You know, grace and mercy.
Oh my.
Grace and mercy.
Mercy is right.
I hope everybody enjoyed their Easter and everything. So I don't know.
Amen.
So Rich Money, just fill them in briefly on what's going on. I said fill them in briefly on what's going on.
You know, it's the heart, a lot of chest pains going on, cholesterol is high, my sugar is low, I mean my blood pressure is low, my sugar is high, so they talk about like, you know, looks like a regular procedure to make sure, check to see if you need any spits or anything. Because what I have is like a sudden death thing, or you know, whatever they want to call it. You know, you see the basketball players play basketball and they just drop, you know, drop dead from heart disease. That's what they say I got. It's like I don't think it's as bad. It's just that, you know, some of them really don't know like what it really is. Like one doctor say one thing, another doctor say another. One doctor say you need this, the other doctor say you don't need that. So it's like nobody can really determine what the problem is to me.
Right. I think part of the problem is that like they're not all on one accord. You know, everyone's doing asking questions and doing tests based on what their profession is. And I think that they have to kind of like come together and decide what's best for him at this point. And a lot of them, you know, aren't doing it. Everyone has different suggestions, and, you know, like you said, one person was saying one thing, another person saying another thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was happy thinking he was going home tomorrow, and then he was.
Yeah.
And then he has some news that he's not going home tomorrow. So, but
stay there as long as it's fit, you know, and let God have his way in this. Because it's all about him right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're in his hands.
Yeah.
Well, right. So that's pretty much what's going on. I think his sugar did go down a tad bit, but it was like over 300. For like 3 days. And with that, and then the heart, and then the cholesterol being extremely high, it was a lot of things that was going, you know, that was going on. So I'm going to go to Minister Weatherby for some words of encouragement.
Oh, and I think I told Rachel happy birthday. I think I did. I don't know, but happy birthday, Rachel. If you're listening. Okay, Minister Weatherby.
All right. Well, Brother Rich, all things that I can do is just continue to encourage you just to adhere to whatever they tell you that you need to do. That's really going to be vitally important to get all those areas of concern in the place where they need to be, because there's a lot that you have going on. So, and they may not be able to come together and come up with a singular answer to it, but we know that again that God is He's able, and all we have to do is just trust Him and put all of our faith and trust in Him, and that's going to mean that we're going to have to be obedient. To them that he has placed before us to direct our physical well-being. So we're going to continue to keep praying that you know, the Lord, as he just, he's constantly letting us know, you know, that we need to follow the plan. So So, you know, we'll just continue to keep saying that, bro. Follow the plan.
Amen.
That's right. Follow the plan.
Follow the plan.
Right. I don't think we can say that part enough. But while we're doing words of encouragement, I'm just going to bring on two more callers at the same time. We have Minister Cheryl Miller and Sister Ginger Patterson on the air with us. Welcome to the show.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
Hello. How are you? How's everybody?
Hello.
All right.
Hello, Cheryl Miller. Hey, Miss Miller. How are you?
How you doing? How you doing, Brother Rich? I just wanted to let you know that you have been in my prayers and my thoughts. I called Sister Lavina yesterday. She didn't reach me, but I did leave a message. I'm just letting her know that both of you have been in my prayers, and I pray that God will just continue to just send out your healing, His healing power and virtue upon you, and you will get the rest that you need, and that God will just get all the glory through this, because God does allow things to happen for a reason. And just praying that the doctors would give the doctors the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. On what's going on, but my prayer that you just take it easy and just rest. And but I would definitely keep in contact with Sister Lavina and check up on you. But just wanted to let you know that you were in my prayers, and just wanted to wish everyone a happy Easter, a happy Resurrection Sunday, because
Amen.
Jesus got up from the grave. We too can get up and be
Amen.
All that He created us to be. We don't have to be hindered by people or circumstances. And we lean and depend and put our trust fully on Jesus Christ. The sky is the limit. And I'm learning that every day, that once we surrender to Him, He desires for us to be successful. He desires for us to prosper. But we just have to put Him first, take Him at His word, and not lean into our own understanding, but lean unto Him in all that ways, acknowledge Him. So that He can direct our path. But I'm just getting in, and but I just wanted to call and just say that I'm praying for you, Brother Rich, and may God just continue just to strengthen you, help you. May you go to another place in Him during this time. May God bless you, Sister Lavina, as well as the radio station. May increased favor come upon the radio station as you do His work. And as you do His service.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Now, we do have Ginger Patterson on the air as well. But before we go to Ginger Patterson, Minister Cheryl Miller, I do apologize for not getting returned your call yesterday. I do apologize.
It's okay. Not a problem. I happened to see the picture on Facebook that you were in the hospital with Brother Rich. And so that's when I just wanted to shoot you, just leave you a message to let you know that you were in my thoughts and in my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that picture on Facebook, Brother Rick, I tell you. I tell you. Ginger Patterson, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Hello, Brother Rick.
Hey, Miss Patterson. You know, we on this weekend, though.
I'm doing all right. You know, one thing that I want to thank God for today is that when He was resurrected, He gave us life. And it's just when He left, He gave us Comforter. And with the Comforter, we are joined in one body and spirit in Christ. When I first met you, Brother Rich, you know, I was so shy to talk to you on the phone. And you seem to have thought the best out of me by speaking to me. When you say agape love, that's what I refer to you. You have that God love just for people. And in that interconnectedness, you brought a friend. Sister Lavina, I really truly thank you. When she called me, I was so in panic, because your work is not done yet, my brother. Your appointed time has not come yet.
Yeah.
You have a lot of work to do. Your ministry is flourishing. And I wanted to thank you and Sister Lavina for welcoming me as a family. So you never met me, or we have fellowship in church. We are still one body in Christ and have fellowship within God.
Amen.
We shall see each other one of these days, if not here on earth, but in heaven.
Amen.
And I truly rejoice. I truly rejoice that I have met two people in Christ. Not just professing, but I'm saying that given the gift of the Spirit. You know, I have watched Patience through you, your show. I have watched Kindness. I have watched Joy. And the most of all, you guys have shared love.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's one of the most powerful gifts that you can have, is the gift of love. Because it never fails. Everything else will go away, pass away. The love will not pass.
Amen.
To that brother that wrote the stuff on his Facebook page, I really appreciate his words today. When he preached, I mean, you preach, man. You preach. you preach. When you preached about our Father, I'm talking about our spiritual Father, knowing us before we were even born. He already had a destined nation for us. We were already ordained to go where we needed to go. You preached.
Amen.
That was a real heavy message.
Amen.
That was a
Amen.
Message. And I think those words of wisdom. Brother Rich, I love you,
yes.
Brother. You take care of yourself.
All right. I love
Amen.
You too.
You take care of yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm well.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Take care of
yourself.
Okay.
We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and take some more callers, okay?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Marley, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for his glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life. Let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
he will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh. Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
At first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water. Prayer calls for money and fame. Everybody got a title,
uh-oh,
but do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
take it away.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on one more caller.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Kia.
Hey, Kia. Kia.
Just want to wish everybody happy Resurrection Sunday.
Thank you, Kia. Same to
you. To everybody. I just thank God that he gave me a resurrection that I got up this morning. Going to be quick today, just praying for Rich. Added his name to our sick list at church, you know, that God give him the strength to get, you know, give him the strength he needs to get better. And you, Lavina, also, you know, I know you're tired, but, you know, God is still good. So that was it. And just thanking God for another day.
Where there's a way.
Oh, always.
Amen. always. Look, I did get some energy. I don't know where it came from. But
it came from always a way.
That's right. Yep. So when there's a will, there's a way. I'm not complaining. Not complaining.
Right.
Not complaining.
Just get some rest.
Yeah. Well, I've been sleeping. I've just been sleeping at the hospital in the chair. But I've been sleeping. But I have
Right.
Well,
but he's been added to our prayer list, you know. I'll stick with that church. So, you know, that just added his name, you know, to keep him up in prayer. Even though we all need prayer. I just wanted to add him to our sick list.
That's excellent. I don't know if he's still on with us on these things. Rich, Rich? Yeah, they were. He has to get prepped for tomorrow. So.
Hello.
Hello. I didn't even know he was on. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, he was on, but then he has to get ready for they're gonna be doing a test tomorrow. So then he has unmuted us. But then I just unmuted him so that he can hear, you know, everything and reply to what you said.
I just wanted to know that, let you know that I had added you to our sick list at our church, at my church. That, you know, we're gonna pray for you, continue to keep you in prayer, my family as well. You know, I just wanted my mother, you know, ask you to do her daily prayer to keep you in prayer. So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, my church family
and so
my family members and stuff. You as well, Lavina.
Thank you, Kia.
You're quite well. Just take care of yourself. Just take care of yourself. That's all you have to do. Take care of yourself.
And no more jokes, Rich. I mean, you have to.
Right.
Remember.
I just
said
take care of yourself.
I was just like, Minister Weatherby already told you I was a little had some drugs in me.
That's right. Raise up off of a brother, all right? It's not good to be kicking a man when he's down.
See, Minister, you
lift him up in prayer. Prayer. Amen. We all need prayer.
Look, we're lifting him up all right, as long as he don't come with no more comments, we're good.
I come up with any more comments, but if you keep
egging
him on,
he's gonna say nothing.
No, I have no
idea. Lavina, I told you that. Put your foot down. Put your foot down.
I know. You told me.
I thought today was Wednesday. I'm sorry.
I'm not even going to mess with you, though. I'm just going to let you get better. I'm going to let you get 100% better. 100% better. And then. I'm not going to kick you down. I'm not like that. I'm going to wait till you get your strength. Once you get your strength, then that's it. But no. No. I don't know. But just get better. I hope you know, my friends, you get better, get your strength back.
Amen.
And you got great people that's controlling everything, keeping everything moving, so you don't have to worry about nothing. So
that's right.
That's a good thing. That's always a good thing. When you got a good backup plan, it always works. That backup plan is always good, to have a good backup plan.
Amen. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen.
I got a key for you.
So my friends, you to get well, I added you to our church list. So, and my family as well, they pray during the day to keep you in prayer.
I got a key for you, Rich. If you hear my voice, it ain't Wednesday, bro.
That's right.
Really? That's your key right there. If you hear my voice, it ain't Wednesday.
That's right. It's not calling no Wednesday show.
Wow. I'm a hush. I'm not saying anything.
I'm just saying.
And we love you too, Minister Weatherby.
Amen. I knew that. You know, and I wanted to say something too. This was a good lead. It allowed me to get back to where I really wanted to go. I wanted to say to Tia that, you know, Tia, I was grateful. I was really happy when I was hearing your report about what was happening with your family, because that's so vitally important. And that's one of the reasons, if not one of a main reason why Christ was resurrected from the dead. We need to have healing and restorations within our families. And yeah. I'm so glad to hear that. That's
yes, it was.
And you said something that's really vitally important that I know that's really key. It's communication. There's not enough of that, and it needs to be much more.
Yes.
In these modern days and times where people, we use all manner of vehicles to communicate with one another, and some more so than we should, I believe, because there's no personal contact with people no more. You don't hear voices. We text all over the place and email people. That's so important. Communication is vital.
Yes. And that was calls from Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina, West Virginia, and Jersey.
Amen.
It was awesome. And like I said, we cried together. You know, we share, like I said, where we used to be and where we are now. And I have one brother that's been alcohol and drug free for 13 years.
Amen.
After my sister passed, he said it was like he seen a vision of her. And he just, that day he was drinking a beer, and he said he just stopped. He said he drank that beer, and the beer was so nasty. And he said he hasn't picked up one since then.
Praise God.
You know, and it was just, I don't know, we just, like I said, we had prayer. It was just awesome. I wish that it would have been recorded. But, you know, it's just the memory of knowing that, hey, we all were on there together. And like I said, the 21st of April, I can't wait to see my family. I can't.
Amen.
You know, so.
I was really happy for that, because that's one of the things that I family is my ministry, my primary ministry. And that's one of the things I talked about in my book about how important it is for us to understand that I don't care. We all have different personalities in a family. You're not going to be like everybody else that's in your family. That may be a given. But there's one thing that should bind us all together and keep you together, and that's the love that should exist within that family that allows you to deal with another one's personalities. And if you get upset with somebody and you get mad at somebody, I tell you, just get over it.
Right.
It's more important. It's more important for that bond to be connected and to stay secure, because, like you said, as time goes on and the Bible lets us know that there's an appointed time for us each to die. There's members that are going to leave,
right?
And you have those that remain. You have one another.
Right.
So that's so important. And I was just so happy to hear that.
Yes, and honestly, we haven't seen each other. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We haven't seen each other all of us have not been together since my sister's passing in 2000.
Wow.
And it was just, like I said, I can't even find the words to express how good it felt, you know, because I was like, well, when I called my oldest brother, you know, and then I was like, well, call Kathy. Everybody started, like, oh, Lord, y'all getting Queen Bee on the line. Y'all better all behave.
That's right.
And then she called. Then she called my other brother, you know, and after he got on the line, you know, he has a speech impediment, but, you know, we still know what he's saying. And it was just, everybody got to laugh, and we was laughing 1 minute, crying the next minute, laughing again, you know, and then it was like a couple of them started getting cut off, but we kept on, you know.
Right.
Kathy said she had got cut off, we called her back, you know, and it was just, it was just beautiful. It was just, wow.
That's excellent.
You know, and we said that we're going to keep continue to do that.
Amen.
Oh my God! You said 2000. Oh
yes,
my.
We haven't. Wow. All of us have not been together since my sister's passing in May of 2000.
Even in connection over the phone, either.
Not all of us together. Not all of us together at one time. You know,
okay.
My brother that's in Texas, we call him the Wanderer because, hey, he might be in Texas today, and you look up, he might be in New Mexico next week. You know, he never has a steady number for anyone to get in contact with him.
Okay.
So
yeah.
They were actually calling me because they talk about they forgot it was my birthday. Those were the only two that didn't call. And they was calling talking about happy birthday. I was like, all right, you just 9 days late, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we got to clowning and everything. Like I said, I came home. And then that's when I was like, well, anybody talk to Manfred early? He's the oldest. And they was like, no. I said, well, I'm going to call him. And Michael, which is my baby brother, he was like, well, he was in the shower a few minutes ago, you know, so he probably ain't going to answer. I said, well, guess what? I'm calling anyway. And I did. And he answered. And everybody started talking. And he was like, oh, my God. He said, it's all of y'all on here? We said, well, you call Kathy. He called Kathy. Kathy said, oh, Lord. Then Kathy called James. That ended the whole thing where everyone was on there. Everyone.
Wow.
You know, and like I say, normally it'd be the six of us because we used to always meet in May. That was our family reunion for my sister's home going. You know, it was just being together on, you know, that special day. And now it's been like four years since I've been home and been with around my family. So in next month, it'll be the six of us again. We're hoping and praying that we can, you know, encourage Michael to come from Texas, you know, because they said they would buy him a ticket if he would come. So it may be all seven of us. You know, but just the thought of me being with my brothers and my sister is just, I can't even explain it.
Once you get that, you know what, get that little FaceTime with, you know, that computer with the FaceTime, because I had the same thing. I have two older brothers, they're in the service. You see them, but last time we saw them, maybe it was 2 years ago, but I talk to them all the time. You know, they're calling the computer, you can see their face and everything, so. I see what you get when you say, you know, it's my older sister was the only one taken from us. That was the only link broken from the children point when her life was taken from us. And then, you know, by being a baby, you know, you're surrounded by them and you get to see them, you know, the nieces, the nephews, and at the family. I come from a big family, and it's nothing like family.
I agree
with you, kids. Nothing like family, regardless. You never know who's going through stuff, and you never know who's ups or downs.
And I'm the baby of the bunch, you know.
Yeah, and I'm the baby, and I'm the baby of everybody, yeah.
But what happens when, because everyone always says, you know, like family's important, and, you know, and I know Minister Weathersby and the God build the house, you know, so I know. But what happens when you have someone that, I'm going to say, you know how people say, okay, well, some people come in your life for a season, you know.
Mm-hmm,
what happens
mm-hmm.
if you feel like one of your family members are there, like, just for the season, but they're not meant to stay there, but they're blood related, but they're no good for you, but they
mm-hmm.
come with a lot of drama? Like, what do you do for that instinct? Like, how do you, you know, I don't know. Like,
good question, Lavina.
You know,
I had one of Lavina, my sister, she's the oldest girl now, but she's not the oldest, but my sister Val is she's definitely the one. I always had my two oldest brothers, my brother call me always like, you make sure you stay close to mom, because Valerie does not speak for the family. She does not speak for the family. So because she is, Lavina, she is absolutely the drama queen. She's the type of person, somebody in the family is sick. You better either they either call me, because Dolly will have you. Well, I think you better get here quick. Have them already lying in their deathbed. Like, what? She said, what? That's not you. Like, what? Believe me, Lavina. Oh, my God. You just can't even imagine this sister.
I'm glad you asked that question. So whether
you know, I could tell you stories that'll make your head spin.
But trust me,
I won't go there.
I won't go there.
I won't go there.
But you know what, though?
At
the end of the day, they still family.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's,
of course.
That's what we all have to understand.
And you still
you
love them regardless. Of
absolutely.
Course,
well, that's what we should do. That's not what happens in a lot of cases. People get ostracized out of their families because they don't fit in. That happens a lot, unfortunately, because we forget, and then some people look at the Bible and say, well, Jesus said there was going to be a separation between father and son and mother and daughter when he came into the world, but that's not what he was talking about.
No,
what he was talking about, the separation was to be because some would choose him and some would not. There'd be a difference of opinion about him. It didn't have anything to do with family members severing their relationship with one another. You're still family. And in spite of our differences, we should be able to maintain that bond. And that's what we have to understand. The devil doesn't want us to realize that how significant that is, because it also is significant with regards to our relationship with God. There's some things that happen in our lives that, situations and circumstances, and we've heard people that have that this has happened with them, where when something bad happened in their life, they severed their relationship with God. Because they felt that God had forsaken them. God had not come through for them, and they severed that relationship because of that. But that shouldn't be the case.
But, Minister Weatherby, I'm just going to, because you, those of you who know me, you know that I'm a prayer warrior. I'm always reading the Bible. I'm always, I love my Sundays. Family means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one person in my life that I always say that I pray, like when I see the person, I say my prayer, and I'm able to speak to that person, But anything more than that, hello, how are you? I get bumped, like goosebumps, like literally.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
We might be related, Lavina.
It's that bad feeling.
We might be related.
How do you overcome from that? Important, and, I would love for my family to all be together and stuff like that, but how do you get over that? Like being disappointed so much and, you respect the person you look up. Well, you used to respect them, you used to look up to them, but you forgive them. But you can't tolerate them. What do you do?
Well, for me, you do what all that you can do, and that's all you can be accountable for is what you do. Now, they have a responsibility as well. There's more than just one party in the relationship. There's multiple parties involved in relationship, particularly in the family. So we can only be accountable for what we're responsible for doing. Extending that love to them and letting them know that, we may differ about a lot of things and our personalities may clash, but you're still my family. You're my sister, my brother, my cousin, or whoever, and I love you. Now, how they deal with that and what they do with that, that's on them.
I'm so glad you said that. Oh, my God, because that is absolutely the truth. That is absolutely the truth. Because Alina, I'm telling you, my sister said, oh, my God, it's just like Sundays, it's just like you to speak, and like when she finished coming up, her airy, whatever, oh, hello. What? But I think you have to pray, and I always say, Lord, bite on my tongue. Because I know me. I try to say, bite on my tongue, because I know as soon as I say, and I know I'm going to say something. And, of course, my mother's going to say, well, kid, did you have to say that? Yes, Ma, I had to say it that way, so she could understand it clearer that way. And sometimes now I find myself bridling my tongue when I see her, because my other brothers, they be like, Val, who do you think you are? Because she try to think, I think it's the point she used to always think she was my mother. And I used to always try to classify to her, no, you're not my mother. This is my mother told me that I can go. Well, I need for you to be watching. She used to, order me that I had to, babysit or something like that. I'm like, is she going to do this? But that's Lavina. Oh, my God, I have to pray, and I pray constantly. Lavina, my story, I have to bridle my tongue in church because she just, it's just, oh, my Jesus.
Well, what we're going to do, we have one more caller to bring on, but I'm going to go to a song real fast, and we're going to come back and talk about it some more and bring on the caller, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
every storm, every sin. I'm alive, here I am.
Amen.
Welcome back to Gucci Palace Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
All right, we're just going to bring on one more caller. Welcome to Gucci Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha Stevens, praise the Lord.
Hey, Sister Martha, how are you?
I'm blessed, but I'm good. I'm blessed.
You sound a little unsure there.
I'm good.
Okay, all right, good. You sound like I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed. No, I'm blessed. Yeah. Say it loud. Come on now.
It sounds like she on some of that medication Brother Rich on.
Exactly.
I know, right? I don't know. But he got a reason for his. I don't know. So, Martha would like to give you a testimony of this.
Well, I don't have nothing to say, but thank you, Jesus. I could have lost my mind, but thank you, Jesus. I don't know what I did, but you know, my friend ran away, but I still thank God for saving her life. The kids on the film got kidnapped, but I thank God that they didn't. You know, my friend got killed in a car wreck yesterday, but I thank God anyway, because if it wasn't for His grace and mercy, I would not be here today. And it's just, I thank God for sending His Son on the cross for God, for me and for you and everybody that's on this radio right now. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I thank you so much. Woo! I feel the Spirit. I don't know about y'all, but I'm happy. Even though all this stuff that I've been through this weekend, I'm still thanking God for what He's doing and what He's about to do. I don't know what y'all think. I don't know. Woo! It's been a lot. My brother almost... almost got killed in a car wreck the other day, and I said, no, that the devil is a liar. You're not taking my brother today. You're not. Because God's got a plan for all of us. And I know He knew, and I know He's going to take my brother's life and turn it into something
new. Far away. Martha.
Yes?
You sound far away.
I'm sorry.
You're getting further and further away. You're getting further and further away.
I'm sorry. I'm excited. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm sorry. I got a breakthrough on today. I thank God because, you know, He woke me up. He didn't have to wake me up, but He did. He didn't have to let me start my ministry, but He did. And I thank God anyway for what He's doing in my life and what He's about to do. I thank God for for my family. I talked to my grandma today, and this is the first time we ever had a peaceful conversation. And since my grandpa, which I was 7 years old when he passed, and we have not had a peaceful conversation till today. And I thank God for my aunties too as well. And I thank God for that because, you know, God has a way of doing stuff, and I was praying. The more praying, I said, God, I'm just giving note to you, and I stopped for a couple of days. She called me up. She said, Martha, guess what happened to me? I said, what happened? She said that my sister, because she got a sister, I don't know her sister got healed from cancer. I said, well, praise God. She started dancing. She said, can I come over? I said, yes, you can come over to my house. She came over to my house today, and Lord have mercy. I thought I wasn't going to be able to go to church, but God, I thank Him anyway for what He is doing in my family and what He's about to do, because I know He got more in store in my family. And I'm not going to let the faith, because all you need is a faith as a mustard seed. I know the girl that is running away is going to come back home. because I had faith. I know that the man that is trying to kidnap his kid from the mama to get divorced, he's not going to do it. Because the devil is a lie. He's not going to take the kids. I already know that. And God is just so good, and I speak it by faith, and I walk in it because I know that. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Well, I think it's great that you are. I was trying to follow everything that you were saying, and I think you said something like your aunt, and then your aunt's sister, but you don't know your aunt's sister. But then you guys were able to connect. So I like to say, I think it's great that the connection with the family is getting stronger, and if there was the connection was broken, I think it's great that it's back. I was just trying to follow, everything, because I like to pay attention and then like to give words of encouragement based on what you're saying. So I'm just going to say, I'm happy and we're thankful that you survived the car wreck yesterday. But it's unfortunate that you lost a friend yesterday, when that your brother almost got in the car accident, almost got killed in a car accident. I just want to say, God is good, and just always, humble yourself and stay positive, and give your all to him, at all times. And just make sure that, everything that you're doing and everything that you're saying, that you have his approval. That you always have his approval. Minister Weathers, would anyone like to give words of encouragement?
Amen. Well, I concur with you about the rest.
Well, it was going a mile a minute there. And I presume she's excited. She's excited in her spirit, so she couldn't hold herself or help herself or control herself. But we thank God for it, and thank God for the spirit. I just encourage you, with the family that, to keep allowing it to be made whole. And just keep trusting and adhering to God's will, and he'll bring everything to pass.
Yes. Would anyone else like to give words of encouragement? Hey, T, give some words of encouragement, T.
I mean, just hold on to his unchanging hand. It seems like a lot of things is going on. Car accidents, several different things that I was listening to. Just, hey, keep praying.
Definitely keep praying, and surround yourself with Christ-minded individuals where where you'll see a lot more good versus the negative. You want to draw towards the positive people and stay with them at all times. We're gonna go to a song real fast, then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna do some prayer for anyone that's requesting prayer. I just want to give the phone line for anyone that's listening that wants to get on the air. The number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, and we're gonna go to a song, and we'll be right back. God bless you guys.
Depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now,
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I
Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
All right. I want to thank everyone, of course, for tuning in tonight. I do apologize that I'm not fully myself tonight. I am extremely tired, but the fourth half of the show, you know, that I love my spiritual Sundays, and, you know, at this point in time, is I usually rarely ever pray for myself. I usually pray for everyone else. And I always do the praying for myself, you know, with giving me the energy, because I'm in need of energy. And tonight I am in need of rest. My body's going to shut down. I feel it. So we're going to end the show. It seemed like 15 minutes early this evening. I do thank Rachel and T, because you guys have been up in the forum. I do apologize. My computer is acting up tonight.
That's okay.
But I know the devil's busy. Because usually I can get in the forum and I can get on all different groups and websites and stuff. And for some reason tonight, everything is moving slow. And I don't want to take the chance and go out of one program and then can't get back into the studio and stuff like that. So with that being said, you know, I do thank everyone for calling in. And just for, you know, continuously, you know, supporting, you know, GQ Palace.
Amen.
Those of you support all the shows, those of you just support Spiritual Sunday, you know, I just want you to know that we appreciate you and we thank you for all of your support.
Amen.
If you wouldn't mind, if you want to give out the information for your book, you can.
Amen.
We're going to also, when Minister Weatherspoon is finished with that, we're going to end in prayer, and then we're going to end the show. I don't know. My mind is going a mile a minute. You know, I'm worried. You know, I have a lot going on.
Of course.
You know, but I'm.
Stay strong, though, baby. Regardless, you know, it's all in God's hands. It's all in God's hands. You know, and He's not going to put no more on you than you can bear. Even though we think that it's a heavy load, it's not. At the end of the day, He's there with you every step of the way. You're a strong woman. You're a very strong woman. We talk all the time. And you can do it. And just know that you got a lot of support backing you up.
I love you, Rich.
I love you all so much. I mean, you know, so just stay strong, baby.
Amen.
I'm not even gonna say I'm trying. I'm gonna say I have been. I will continue.
And
to
you
do
will
it.
Continue
you know,
to do it.
With the grace of God, you know, I'm still gonna, you know, be strong and you know get up and go to work and you know do what I have
exactly.
to do.
Exactly.
You know, it's just you know sometimes when you just feel like you're a little tired, you know. But you know, like me, I've been running off coffee lately. My last like 4 or 5 days, coffee has been my friend. So even when I finish this show, I'm getting into coffee. Coffee has been my friend. It's been keeping me up.
And you know you can call me anytime. It doesn't matter what hour of the day I'm going to be here. And I'm going to pick up the phone.
I'm always here. You know, I did tell Rich that I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been working extremely hard.
Yeah.
I've been getting on him about getting your rest and, you know, doing what you have to do. And I think that this, even though it's unfortunate, I think him being in the hospital allows him time to, like, rejuvenate himself, you know, to figure out some things that's going on, you know, with his health that people can actually, you know, help him with. Because I can do my homework, I can go to all the doctors and everything, but I need them to be able to explain it to him so that he can go along with the plan a little better, you know, than he has been.
Right.
I think this allows him, you know, time to be able to rest up, you know, get the cleansing that he needs, you know.
Amen.
And this way he can actually rejuvenate himself and be able to, you know, come back full and ready, you know.
Yeah.
But everything has to be right, you know, and I like what he said, you know, this evening, you know, go along with the plan, you know, and I said, say that one more time, go along with the plan, you know,
right.
There is a plan, and I tell him there's a plan, and you have to go along with that plan, and part of that plan is making sure that everything that you're supposed to do, that you do.
Exactly, amen.
He can't run on fumes where I'm running on coffee and reading my Bible and, you know, not really sleeping right. You know, he has a medical condition where he has to make sure that he eats, he sleeps, he gets his fluids and stuff.
Amen.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And I think this will actually help him a little bit to, you know, get himself back together. And at the same time, you know, figure out some medical issues that's been going on that we really didn't understand, but now we understand. But hopefully God will give the doctors messages so that they will be all on one accord.
Amen.
Because that's a little frustrating, too.
Yeah.
So, but I just want to thank everyone and Minister Weatherby, if you want to take over.
Amen. Well, we just thank God and for all things. And everything that was said up to this point has been exactly what needed to be said. Amen. So we're believing God that He'll bring all things to pass. And, you know, I just thank God for being here. And yeah, I do have a second book that's out there called Check the DNA, What Happened to We Are Family, and it deals with family relationships. And You can get you a copy of that through the publisher ZulonPress.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. At Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they have it in paperback and ebook form as well. So
Amen.
We just thank God for that. That's the second book that I've had published in the last 6 months. So I just thank God for what he's doing. And we're going to look to the Lord in prayer right now. Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come before you humbly at this time, God, just thanking you, Lord God, for thanking you for the program that we had on this evening, Father God, the ministry of Spiritual Sunday, Lord God. Thank you for all the participants, oh Lord God, those that were that called in and pressed 1, oh Father God, and those that just listened in. We thank you, Lord God, for all things that we've heard. And Father God, we just ask that you bless each and every one that was participating on this day, oh Father God. You know what we all stand in need of, Father God. We ask that you just move by your spirit, oh Father God, and meet the needs of your people, oh Father God, according to your will. But Lord God, in a special, special way, we want to send forth prayer on behalf of Sister Lavina Polite, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen her, Father God, for this journey that you have placed her on, oh Lord God. As it's been stated, that you won't put no more on us than we're able to bear, Lord God. But with that you give us, oh Lord God, you give us the strength so that we can endure what we have to bear, Father God. So continue to just strengthen her, oh Lord God. Give her the encouragement that she needs, oh Lord God. Just give her Father God, increase the faith, oh Lord God. Believing and trusting in you, Lord God, that all things are in your hands. And when we place all things in your hands, oh Lord God, we need not worry about anything because you are a God that cares for us. For you tell us to cast our cares and our concerns at your feet. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to strengthen her. Allow her to be, oh Father God, a help, oh Father God, to Brother Rich, oh Lord God, as he goes through and endure the test that he's going to have to be submitted to on tomorrow, Father God. We already know, Father God, that you're there. You've already predestined what is to occur, oh, Father God, on tomorrow. And we're believing by faith, oh, Lord God, that you're going to guide the hands of those medical practitioners, oh, Lord God, those that have been charged to aid him in his with his health, oh Lord God, with his treatment, oh Father God. We pray, dear God, that they all come together in unison, oh Lord God, that they all speak to one another, oh Father God, and that they be on one accord with regards to, Father God, the treatment plan that is necessary for Brother Rich, oh Lord God, to continue to go forth and do that what you've called him to do in this life, oh Lord God. Just be with him on tomorrow, Father God. And I know that there may be many physicians that may be there with him, Father God, but you're the chief physician. You're Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that heals. And you have all power within your hands, oh Lord God. And we know that you can do all things but fail. So we're believing by faith, oh Lord God, that you will take care of our brother, oh Lord God, as he goes through this test. And knowing that, oh Father God, that that this too shall pass, and that as has been stated earlier, oh Father God, sometimes we just need rest, oh Father God, and we just need to slow down our pace, oh Lord God, and just heed your voice when you're speaking to us and letting us know, Lord God, that we need to just take a moment and to go at a different pace, go at a slower pace, oh Lord God, so that that we can endure, because the race is not given to the swift, but to them that endure. So we don't need to be out here trying to do everything all at once, oh Lord God. There is able-bodied help that he has, oh Lord God, those that are willing to assist in whatever needs to be done, oh Father God. So let them become more reliant upon you and the help that you provide, oh Father God, so that it does not weigh on him, oh Father God, that does not wear him down. So, Father God, we're just believing that as we go forth on this day and as we go forth into this evening, oh Lord God, that our prayer, that you're going to hear our prayer, Father God, interceding on behalf of others and interceding on behalf of those that stand in need, Father God. For you said in your word that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. But I'm mindful of knowing one thing, Father God, that I have no righteousness of my own, but the righteousness that I do possess, it is from your Son, Christ Jesus, and is on his name that I pray, O Lord God, because there is no other name in heaven and earth whereby I can pray and ask for the things that we're asking for and petition you for, Father God, other than Jesus Christ, because you said that if we pray within his name and whatever we ask in your son Christ Jesus' name, that you will provide according to the riches and glory that exist within Christ Jesus. So, Lord God, we just ask that you continue to be with us on this evening, Father God, as we leave this place, oh, Lord God, for one another, but we're not going to be separated from you. So we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on this day. We thank you for all that you're going to do, oh, Father God, and continue to just move by your spirit, oh, Father God, in all of our lives, and particularly we ask especially that you move in your spirit, oh, Father God, in the life of our brother Rich. Brother Rich Archibald, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and also Lavina Polite and the GQ Palace family, Father God. We love you. We adore you. We give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. And this is my humble prayer that I submit to you by faith, asking that you receive it for the things I've said and anything that I may have left unsaid. I offer this prayer to you this day in the precious name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I do so, Father God, in humble submission, knowing that you're the author and the finisher of our faith. In Jesus Christ's name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. And I will be calling everyone tomorrow to touch and base with them, letting them know how everything went and what the results were. As soon as I hear something, I'll definitely relay the message. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you all, too, and our prayers and thoughts are continually
all.
With you both.
Thanks. Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more. I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. Just like a stranger so far from home, I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told the whole world in my hands. Oh, yeah.